Welcome to your GCSE Business Revision Podcast. I'm your study guide tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most important human resources topics on your specification, motivation and retention. Whether you're revising for AQA, EdXL, OCR, or any other board, this episode will give you everything you need to ace the exam questions on this topic. We'll cover the key concepts, work through exam technique, tackle some common mistakes, and finish with a quick-fire recall quiz. So grab a pen, get comfortable, and let's get started. Section 1, Core Concepts. What is motivation and why does it matter? Let's start with the basics. Motivation is the reason why employees work hard and stay committed to their job. A motivated workforce is one of the most valuable assets a business can have. When employees are motivated, they tend to be more productive, produce higher quality work, take fewer sick days, and are less likely to leave the business. That last point links directly to our second big concept, retention. Employee retention simply means keeping your staff. A business with high retention keeps its experienced, skilled workers for longer. A business with low retention, also called high staff turnover, is constantly losing employees and having to recruit and train new ones. That's expensive, disruptive, and can damage the quality of your product or service. Now, examiners love to see you make this link clearly. Motivated employees are more likely to stay. High retention reduces costs and maintains quality. That chain of reasoning, motivation leads to retention, retention leads to better business performance, is worth marks in almost any question on this topic. Section 2, Financial Methods of Motivation. Let's now look at the two main categories of motivation methods, starting with financial methods. These are ways of motivating employees using money. The first and most obvious is pay, or wages. Simply paying employees more can motivate them to work harder. However, examiners expect you to think critically here. Higher pay increases business costs, and some employees may be motivated by factors other than money. Next up are bonuses. A bonus is an extra payment on top of the regular wage, usually given for hitting a target or achieving strong performance. For example, a sales employee might receive a bonus for exceeding their monthly sales target. Bonuses are popular because they directly link reward to performance. Profit sharing is another financial method. This is where a portion of the business's profits is distributed to employees. This can be highly motivating because employees feel they have a personal stake in the success of the business. If the business does well, they do well. Finally, fringe benefits, sometimes called perks, are non-cash financial rewards. Examples include a company car, private healthcare, a pension scheme, or subsidized meals. These add value to the employee's overall package without increasing their basic wage. Fringe benefits can be particularly attractive to employees who value security and lifestyle perks. When answering exam questions, always think about context. A small business with tight cash flow might struggle to offer profit sharing or large bonuses. A large corporation might use fringe benefits to attract high-skilled workers. Examiners reward candidates who apply their knowledge to the specific business scenario given in the question. Section 3, Non-Financial Methods of Motivation. Now let's move on to non-financial methods. These are ways of motivating employees that don't involve direct payment. Praise and recognition is one of the simplest and most powerful non-financial motivators. Being told you've done a good job, being publicly recognized for your efforts, or receiving a personal thank you from a manager can significantly boost an employee's morale and commitment. This costs the business very little, but can have a big impact. Award schemes take this further. Employee of the Month programs, annual awards, ceremonies, or certificates of achievement all give employees something to strive for. They create a culture of recognition and can motivate entire teams to perform well. Improving the working environment is another key method. This includes making the physical workspace more comfortable, modern, or pleasant. Better lighting, ergonomic furniture, breakout spaces, or even just a clean and tidy office. Employees who enjoy their working environment are more likely to feel positive about their job. Promotion opportunities motivate employees who are ambitious. Knowing that hard work can lead to career progression keeps employees engaged and loyal. This also ties into training and development. Offering employees the chance to learn new skills and grow professionally shows that the business values them as individuals, not just as workers. Again, context is everything in the exam. A business with a young, ambitious workforce might find promotion opportunities and training more motivating than a pay rise. A business employing part-time workers might find flexible working hours more effective than award schemes. Always read the question carefully and tailor your answer to the scenario. Section 4, exam tips and common mistakes. Now let's talk exam technique. This is where many students lose marks they could easily have kept. The most common mistake is confusing financial and non-financial methods. Make sure you can clearly categorize each method and give a precise definition. If a question asks you to identify a method, one clear example is enough. If it asks you to explain or analyze, you need to develop your point. State the method, explain how it motivates employees, and link it to a business outcome. The second common mistake is ignoring the context of the question. Examiners set questions around specific business scenarios. If the question describes a small family-run bakery, don't write about profit-sharing schemes designed for large corporations. Read the scenario carefully and make sure your answer fits. For discuss or evaluate questions, typically worth 6 or more marks, you must consider both sides. For example, discuss whether financial methods are always the best way to motivate employees. A strong answer would argue that financial methods are effective because they provide a tangible reward, but then counter-argue that non-financial methods can be equally or more effective in certain contexts, especially where employees are motivated by recognition, purpose, or career growth. Always finish with a clear, justified conclusion. Command word alert. When you see explain, one reason why, that's typically a 2-mark question. Give your reason and then develop it with a consequence or example. When you see analyze, that's asking you to explore the implications in depth. When you see evaluate, you must weigh up both sides and reach a judgment. One more tip, don't forget to link motivation to retention explicitly. Many candidates write about motivation methods without connecting them to staff turnover. Examiners will credit you for making this link. For example, offering bonuses motivates employees to perform well, which increases job satisfaction and makes them less likely to leave the business, thereby reducing staff turnover and recruitment costs. Section 5, Quickfire Recall Quiz. Right, let's test what you've learned. I'll ask a question, pause for a moment, then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. Name 2 financial methods of motivation. The answers include pay your wages, bonuses, profit sharing, and fringe benefits. Any 2 of those would be correct. Question 2. What is the difference between a bonus and profit sharing? A bonus is an extra payment for individual performance, such as hitting a sales target. Profit sharing is where a portion of the overall company profit is shared among employees. Question 3. Give 1 non-financial method of motivation and explain how it motivates employees. For example, praise and recognition. This motivates employees because it makes them feel valued and appreciated, which increases their job satisfaction and commitment to the business. Question 4. Why is high staff turnover a problem for a business? High staff turnover means the business constantly loses experienced workers. This increases recruitment and training costs, reduces productivity during the transition period, and can lower morale among remaining staff. Question 5. A business is struggling to afford pay rises. Suggest 1 alternative method of motivation it could use. The business could use non-financial methods such as introducing an Employee of the Month award scheme, offering praise and recognition, improving the working environment, or providing training and development opportunities, all of which cost little but can significantly boost motivation. Section 6, summary and sign off. Let's wrap up. Here are your key takeaways from today's episode. 1, motivation is about encouraging employees to work hard and stay committed. Retention is about keeping those employees in the business. 2, financial methods include pay, bonuses, profit sharing, and fringe benefits. Non-financial methods include praise, award schemes, improved working environment, promotion, and training. 3, the right method depends on context, the size of the business, its budget, the nature of the workforce, and what employees actually value. 4, motivated employees are more likely to stay, which reduces staff turnover, lowers recruitment costs, and improves business performance. 5, in the exam, always link your points to business outcomes, apply your knowledge to the specific scenario, and for higher mark questions, evaluate both sides before reaching a clear conclusion. That's it for today's episode. You've covered financial and non-financial motivation, the importance of retention, and exam technique for this topic. Keep revising, keep practicing past paper questions, and remember, every mark counts. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.